Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Well, Sky has released a teaser trailer for its new 6-episode series based on Boris Johnson's turbulent first few months as British Prime Minister. It's entitled This England, and in it, Kenneth Branagh plays a controversial Prime Minister. It traces the impact in the country of the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic. And according to Sky, it takes us inside the halls of power as Johnson grapples with COVID-19, Brexit, and a controversial personal and political life. Let's hear what it sounds like.
2020 will be a year of prosperity.
This COVID virus, we need to keep an eye on.
500,000 deaths.
That is a worst case scenario.
The single best thing we can all do is wash our hands.
We need to start modelling how we pay for it.
You must stay at home.
I have a hunch that Johnson will come to regret securing the premiership.
Isn't it someone's actual job? Just give me a heads up.
The United Kingdom has overtaken Italy to report the highest official death toll.
There you have it. To tell us more about This England, we're joined by TV critic and broadcaster Scott Bryan. Hiya, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
The problem here, Scott, is it can't be any more dramatic or entertaining than the real thing, can it?
Well, that's the thing also. It's trying to work out what is it going to be telling us that we don't already know. I mean, the trailer that was released just last week gives an indication about what the actual subject material will be, particularly the first few months of Johnson's administration and, of course, the unexpected but life-changing scenario that affected us all in regards to the start of the first wave of the pandemic. But I think it raises a lot of questions that people have been wondering about, you know, whether we really need to have a drama like this, because I guess it comes down to, well, what will it tell us that we don't already know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we are years away from a sort of a public inquiry into COVID-19 and the government's response. There have been documentaries and journalism that have covered this before. But in terms of the remit, in terms of whether it gives a sympathetic portrayal or maybe a more harsh portrayal, we don't yet really know.
Yeah, and I suppose it may not be a sober, in-depth review of the light that you're describing or looking for. It may be just entertainment and drama. Let's talk about the likeness. Is Kenneth Branagh a good Boris Johnson?
Well, so this is the weird thing about it, is I find that if you look at the stills, if you look at the footage, you'll see that he's covered in quite a lot of facial prosthetics that make him look like Boris Johnson. The issue I have with that and prosthetics in general is that when it's been used on people, I feel like I can't look past it. I can only look at the facial makeup and how much that looks like the actual person.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting sometimes that if you don't make an effort, unless you focus more on the portrayal, you know, the acting, maybe capturing their little, the way they walk, the way they talk, but not actually look like them, that can actually be ending up better. So, for example, case in point, there was James Graham's drama on Brexit, starring Benedict Cumberbatch as Dominic Cummings. Mm-hmm. And there was a little bit of likeness, but they didn't use any facial prosthetics. And in a way, it meant that when the drama started, you were focusing, you know, very much on the acting and the story rather than looking at how much they looked alike, if that makes sense. Sometimes it can actually get in the way of the story rather than actually telling you about the story itself.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Sarah, I mean, you've been looking at the preview as well. What do you make of it?
Yeah, Sorry, Scott, I had a question. Sorry, I just wanted to ask you. With the Queen and other dramas like that, you're familiar with and expecting the producers of the drama to take a certain amount of poetic license with the facts, and you're not expecting everything you see to be true. But with something like this, which is so recent and which will involve people who are, you know, around, very much active in politics at the moment, will it all be fact-based then, or do we expect poetic license again?
I mean, I think this is still that we have to really wait and see. I think what you wonder is exactly what is the portrayal that they're going to be giving those people at the top of government, because I feel that no matter how you try to spin it, it's going to be very difficult. because we're still trying to work out what the facts are in regards to how the government had responded. And something I feel like this is perhaps too soon to have an adequate picture of what actually happened, how the government responded, and whether they responded in the right way. Although, of course, you know, there's a lot of evidence to suggest they didn't respond very well at all. And I think it is something about dramas covering COVID can be done very well when it looks at something incredibly specific. There was Jack Thorne's drama called Help on Channel 4 in the UK, which starred Stephen Graham and Jodie Comer. And that was blistering and brilliant because it looked at how people who worked on the front lines, particularly in care homes, had just no supplies, no provision of equipment that they needed to deal with the first wave of the pandemic. And that was dealing with a lot of Jack Thorne's like meticulous research, loads of interviews. He was able to use that sort of form of journalism, I think, in terms of exploring something that we sort of knew about and didn't really know about in great detail. I just wonder, in regards to this drama by Michael Winterbottom, how much would it really reveal that we don't already know, that we haven't already seen? It just feels to be a little bit vague at the moment. But this is the thing, with all dramas that I do, with all dramas that I review, I will wait to see a preview. I think it's quite hard. Sometimes we get a bit ahead of ourselves trying to make a judgment.
But I think you pose, Scott, very good questions, and people can make up their own minds from mid-September. I think it's out on the 21st on Sky Atlantic. Scott, Brian, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you then and see what you really think.